We were dealing with bone, building, and I really want to discuss bone bekelim, that there's two opinions about whether there exists such a concept as bone, building, when it comes to vessels. Rashi tells us that bone is only when it comes to things connected to the ground, like building your house. But Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos holds there is such a concept as bone with regards to a vessel. I'm sorry, I'm on call. So Tosfos is of the opinion that there is such a concept as bone in kelim, in vessels. We'll begin with the classical bone, and then I hope we'll still get to it today. We'll work our way to bone bekelim. So we started with bone because we spoke about building a mechitza. We spoke about building a wall, adding a brick to a wall. We understand that's bone, but I want us to go to much more practical areas that are relevant to us. A door comes off its hinge. I once stood in a yeshiva where the dorm counselor got very upset at the guys. They were making noise at night. So he said, I'm fed up with you. He came one Friday night, took their door off the hinge. He said, you guys aren't giving me my privacy and my peace of mind. You guys aren't getting your privacy and peace of mind. Took the door off the hinge on Shabbos, put it in his room. So aside from the question whether that's the educational way to behave, you know, I thought to myself, you're becoming a Greek. That's what the Greeks did. They took the doors off the hinge that people didn't have privacy. But what he did is usher on Shabbos, meaning hanging a door on its hinge or taking it off its hinge, that's bone. So what he did was mekalkel. But if he did the opposite of bone, he did a destructive soter. But you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to hang a window on its hinge on Shabbos. You're not allowed to hang a door on its hinge on Shabbos. You're not allowed to stick a nail into the wall on Shabbos. You want to hang a picture? The nail came out of the wall. You want to put it back so you could hang your picture back on it? That's a sul. And it can be an isul d'oraita. Again, it can be the biblical aspect of bone. And here everyone agrees. It's mechuber lakarka. Let's take a few more examples we have to recognize. You have a kitchen faucet, and suddenly it starts leaking, so you want to screw it on better. Well, you're attaching something. That's mechuber lakarka. You're attaching your faucet to the spout. That's, again, bone. You've built something. You've attached the faucet to the spout. You're not allowed to screw a light bulb into its socket because the light bulb is mukta, but it's also bone. You're also improving on the house. You're screwing something into the house. Let's say there's I had one Shabbos that at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon the front door wouldn't close. So I looked at the front door and I saw that there was a screw that had somehow come out, and so the door couldn't close because the screw had come out. So I said to my wife, it's not a big deal, it's one screw. We'll screw it back in and the door will close. It's just the screw had come out, the door couldn't close. So my kid said, Abba, should we get you the screwdriver? I said, no, you're not allowed to screw it on Shabbos. They said, it's tzorech gufo and tzorech mekomo. You need, I said, yeah, mitzad the mukta of moving a screwdriver, I hear you. But mitzad the... mitzad the binyan, it's an issur d'oraisa of building. Screwing the screw back into the door so the door can close, that's usur. Where else does this come up? This comes up with regards to a door handle. Sometimes, you know, the kids are playing the bathroom door. This one wants in, that one wants out. They pull, the door handle comes out. What?
It only happens in Israel.
Okay, so you're not allowed to put the door handle back in. I mean, you're putting a door handle into the door. Again, the door is attached to the house. The door handle is going to be attached to the door. I can't do that. That's, again, going to be bone to reassemble the door handle. What about closing a door? Closing a door is not bone. What happens if it's a door that I don't plan on opening for the next 10 years? It's still not bone. I'm allowed to open and close a door. Even if I'm going to lock it for the next 10 years, I don't plan on opening it. It doesn't matter. That's not bone. That's a door on a hinge that opens and closes. I'm allowed to open and close windows. I'm not allowed to take a window that fell off its railing and reinstall it in the wall of the house. There, I'm running into bone. But to open and close a window, I'm allowed to do. I'm not allowed to take a curtain and install it. Some curtains have... what's it called? The path that the curtain hinges go on? What?
Rod?
It's not the rod. Okay, on a rod also, but because the curtain is really going to become a part of your house.
when you hang up a curtain, that curtain is going to be a part of your house, be it on a rod, be it on. Sometimes they have a little path that they have a bunch of little, I don't know what it's called. They have a bunch of little pieces of plastic that run through some kind of path. I don't know what it's called. You have a magnet on the fridge. That's okay. You can put it on, take it off. Everyone understands that's not something with permanence. That's not something attached. It's a magnet. You have a picture hanging on a wall. So taking it off and putting it back on is not a problem of bone. You're not building anything. Even though you plan on having that picture there, it's not attached. It's just hanging on a hook. Sometimes, if it's a picture that you never take off the wall, you have a problem of mukta. People leave their clock hanging on the wall. That's a clock you never touch until you have to change the battery. The clock is going to be there for a year. So there you run into a problem because of the mukta aspect, but it's not bone. You didn't build anything. Where else do we run into this? Where else do we run into this?
What do you do with a door without a handle and you have to go to the toilet, let's say? You want to stick with a family with children.
You use another tool. So almost always, if you have a key that's a Rav Beriach, that key will fit into the hole. Yeah, the key, and you can use that to open and close it. You didn't build anything by putting that key in the door. The problem with the door handle is because the door handle is something that's going to be there with permanence. If it's a door handle that all week long you've been meaning to get to it, but everyone knows it's not attached in the door, it keeps coming in and out, that's different. So then if you have no choice, you can do that. Because there it's not attached, and you're not putting it with permanence, and you knew all week that it's going in and out. And you know it's going to fall out again, right? Our handle's like that. So that's not bone.
What are the rules of bone? I mean, what are the specific factors?
I'm not allowed to attach something that's mechuber lakarka, that's attached to my house. I'm not allowed to attach it. I'm not...
In a permanent situation.
In a way that's relatively permanent. Permanent doesn't have to be for 10 years.
It's a possibility to be able to use.
If I'm attaching it. So I'm not allowed to stick a nail in the wall. I'm not allowed to screw in a faucet. Mm-hmm. I'm not allowed... I'm attaching things to the wall. I'm attaching things to the mechuber lakarka, to the house. What other examples did we discuss? What did we discuss? Sticking in a window. I'm attaching it. I'm putting it back into its... What's that called? The path that it goes on into its... In Hebrew, it's called mesila. I don't know what it's called in English.
Railing.
Into its railing.
Railing, yeah.
It's railing. It's not. It's railing.
Really? Is it really important?
Okay, whatever. If you guys understand what I'm saying, so that's fine. So that's well. There's another aspect of bone. Let's say you have a pipe that's running through your house, and it's leaking. So you're a fix-it guy. You take a pack of bubble gum, you chew the bubble gum, and then you stick it on the hole, and now the pipe isn't leaking. You can't do that on Shabbos. You're fixing the pipe.
What about the floor, like where the drain is? Put the cover back on the floor.
Again?
You know, the floor in Israel, they have like the drains in the floor. So there's a cover. You can put that on there.
How often do you take it out and put it back in?
Well, just like for the door handle, there's a possibility it could be there for 20,000 years or whatever.
I'm not sure. I have to look that up. It's a good question. Remind me then, class. I have to look that up. Yeah.
It's a relatively permanent thing, a dumb analogy. Just the fact that it could be relatively permanent, because you're not going to leave a stick a piece of chewing gum there.
Right.
And if you put water on the floor, you do, you know, I mean, it's clearly temporary,
Right, but still.
You can't do it.
So it won't be Doraisa, it'll be Durabana. It's still Asa. I don't see what you can do. Right, I don't. Someone asked me on Shabbos, they had a closet that came off, the upper hinge came out. So now it's attached by the lower hinge. So they were scared it would fall. So I said, if you close the closet, it won't fall. Meaning I've had this in my own house. When the closet's closed, so it leans on the other door of the closet, and then it won't fall. So he asked me, can I attach it to the wall? I said, I don't think so. I think that attaching the hinge is, again, you're attaching, it's like putting a door on a hinge. So you put the closet door on the hinge. It's still a sul from the aspect of bonin. You're not allowed to put oil in the hinges of a squeaky door because you're fixing the door on Shabbos.
But it's without the oil.
It works. I said you're fixing. I didn't say you're making it work. Make bepatish. Again?
Is it mitaken mana? Say, what do you mean fixing?
Yeah. It's you're making this is like the final touch on making a door work. A door can work without it. You're making it work the way a door should work. Yeah. Right, you have to shut the water. Right. I don't see what you can do. I don't see. You're right. If the another application of this is if Bezat Hashem, you'll all be the proud owners of a new house. So you will see that after they pour the cement, so the builders will tell you, you have to water the cement. In order for the cement to settle properly, every day and sometimes twice a day, you water the cement. You pour a lot of water on the cement, and then, I don't know how it works, but the cement settles better. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. You can pour the water before Shabbos, you can pour the water after Shabbos. You can't pour the water on Shabbos. You're building. You're doing an aspect of building by pouring the water on Shabbat. Okay, now we move on to where I wanted to get to, which is in terms of vessels. So you're eating, and you decide you're going to pull off that piece of chicken, and instead of pulling off the chicken, your fork bent. You're not allowed to bend the back on Shabbos. That's makeh bepatish. You're fixing your fork on Shabbos. Meaning the fork bent out of shape, you can't bend it back on Shabbos. Wait until after Shabbos to fix it back. Where else do we run into this? The shul wanted to give out, they gave out pekalach, they gave out packages of candies in honor of Rosh Chodesh Adar. They had asked the store to give them pekalach that were kosher for Shabbos. And the store made a mistake. They put in toy airplanes that you can build. So they asked me to look at it. Is there a problem building it? So we say in halacha that putting a wick inside its holder on Yom Tov, that's not building. Meaning if you have a wick holder and you put in the wick, you didn't build anything. That's okay on Yom Tov. Okay, on Shabbos we don't deal with wicks. They're mukta. But on Yom Tov, you're also not allowed to build vessels. So putting a wick inside is okay. So if... let's say this airplane, all I had to do was insert the wing. They give you two flat pieces. You have a hole. You put one side in the other, and now you have a toy airplane, and you make it fly. Okay, then we can say that's not bone. But this airplane was made so that the you had four pieces. You had a propeller, you had the body, and you had two wings, like a real airplane. And the central part of the plane didn't have holes. You had to punch out the holes to stick in the wings. And the propeller had to also pierce through and enter. I can't do that. That's bonan Shabbos. If I can't do it, then the whole thing is mukta. I told the Gabbayim, you have to take out those airplanes, the toy airplanes, before Shabbos to give out the packages. What? Okay, so we will pick up here Bezat Hashem next week about the idea of what vessels can I build, what's called building or not building when it comes to vessels. Until now we spoke about, let's just speak about one application that comes up often. People's eyeglasses fall apart on Shabbos. You're not allowed to screw them back together on Shabbos. Again, you're creating the glasses. Glasses that the screw came out, you have to wait until after Shabbos. You can't build them again on Shabbos. That's again going to be creating a vessel on Shabbos.